Proclamation number 8308, dated the October 23rd, 1962. Jesus activity on Earth. When I lived on Earth, I taught you humans the gospel of love, for you should develop the love within you into utmost perfection and also be aware of its consequences, which you were able to identify by my activity. I was only able to heal the sick and perform miracles on account of my indwelling love, which permeated me completely and subsequently resulted in unity with the Father, the eternal love, which is the goal of every being created by the Father. Thus I exemplified a life of love to you and only ever treated my neighborhood with love. Consequently, I was able to teach in all wisdom. I was able to enlighten people's spiritual darkness, since this light of wisdom came forth from the fire of my love. For this reason, you humans will only gain realization when you live a life of love, for love is the flow of divine light which illuminates a person's heart so that he can attain profound knowledge, which provides clarification about himself and his relationship with God, his Father of eternity. People spend their lives in complete darkness. Their thinking was wrong because their hearts lacked love and thus they lacked the fire which could emit a light. And I came to them. I came into the midst of the human race, but they did not know me and rejected the light. They persecuted and attacked me because their heartless way of life was also a life of sin. Yet I repaid all evil only with love. I compassionately took care of their suffering. I released them from ailments and only ever taught love, because this was the only remedy, both earthly as well as spiritually. And there were only a few who recognized me, who followed me and made an effort to live a life of love, and they became enlightened and joined me, because they also recognized in me the Messiah, the Savior from severe adversity who had long been announced to them through prophets. But only a few believed my words and lived accordingly, who lived with love and were guided through the spiritual darkness into the light, for the light lived in the midst of them. I constantly preached love and, time and again, I will proclaim to people the divine teaching of love. I will present it as being of paramount importance and admonish all people to live a life of love like me in order to thereby gain the realization of why they live on earth, what their task consists of and what they should strive for. As soon as a small glimmer of light has fallen into their hearts, as soon as they unite with me, as the eternal love, through unselfish kind-hearted activity, they will become increasingly more enlightened, they will become more knowledgeable, and this knowledge will indeed correspond to truth, because Roman 1, truth and love, are one. He who lives in love will be united with me and also know the truth. He will have stepped out of the spiritual night into the light and all darkness will have left him. Only love can achieve this. Consequently, the gospel of love will be proclaimed to you time and again, and any concepts conveyed to you from external sources must always kindle love in your hearts. They must always consist of admonitions to live your life on earth in love. Time and again you must change yourselves into love. You must fight against selfish love and try to change it into unselfish neighborly love. I must be presented to you as a God of love, whom you can only reach through love. For love is everything, it is strength and light, it is bliss. Anyone who lives without love is still burdened by darkness and his earthly path is obscure to him. Anyone who has shaped himself into love will no longer fear anything, for he recognizes his God and Creator as a loving Father and strives consciously towards him. Love liberates, it liberates from all bondage, love bestows happiness and grants bliss in abundance. Love comes from me and leads back to me again. For love connects the child with the Father. Love grants the greatest happiness while still on earth and then again one day in eternity. For love is God. It unites Father and Child for all eternity. Amen.